It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for our weekly visit here on KETR, where we have the opportunity to talk about fishing and hunting and just about anything outdoor related. You know, we've been doing this particular show for about 6.5 years now, and I want you to know how much I enjoy bringing it to you. If you've been listening or reading my newspaper columns, I guess the closest newspaper for most of you is the Greenville Herald Banner, that one of the papers, the 31 that runs my column. I've been on a quest this year for a catfish bait that is somewhat pleasant to fish with. And that's about the best way I can describe it to you. And I've been pretty successful in it. I've got a new bait, and the gentleman that makes it today, Bradley Doyle, is our guest. And Bradley came up with a bait a couple of years ago called Catfish Bubblegum. Well, I made contact with Bradley. He sent me some of the bait. I took it out at a time when the catfish weren't biting very well, where I fish in little gravel pits, and I caught one nice one and got a hit in about 30 minutes. I thought that was pretty good, but Bradley makes his living, making the catfish bubblegum bait, but also as a fishing guide down on Lake Conroe, where there's lots and lots of catfish, so it's got to work, and it is a pleasant, neutral, more or less, smelling bait, and that's what I want us to concentrate on and maybe let you learn something new, a different way to catch catfish. Bradley, have you endured my opener there, and are you standing by, buddy?
Yes, sir, and glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And I think most of our listeners know that that's read my stuff for years. I fish with every kind of catfish bait you can imagine, from the rankest in the world. And if it still took a gross-smelling bait to catch catfish, I'd be using it, you know.
But, absolutely. I'd do the same if I had to.
Yes, sir. But we don't have to, do we? You know?
Absolutely not.
Well, this is what this is an educational deal for it has been a learning process for me to learn about this catfish bubblegum. But when did the idea of making a pleasant, neutral, pleasant smelling bait that catches fish, were you like me years back and you said, hey, there's got to be a better way? Or how did it start?
Well, I was in the oil field, and it went south. I ended up being a fishing guide. And all summer long, I'm out there using these old cheese baits and different stink baits. And they work great. And I was filling the boat with fish, but, I like to eat a sandwich, and I just couldn't do it. And people got a little scared I was getting skinny or whatever. So I started trying to figure up a way to come up with something that might work just at least as good without just totally running people out of the boat. And I'd like to think that I got blessed and kind of came up with a concoction. And first trip out, me and my dad caught 43 fish in 45 minutes. And from then on, I really started focusing in on it. And I just kept it on my guide boat just to make my day easier. And customers was getting on there saying it looked like bubble gum and telling me that I needed to put that stuff on the market. They ain't never heard of nothing like it. And it took me a little while, but I finally listened and put some of it in the local bait shop here and went up to the fishing show with it, and it seemed to be a hit. So I kind of focused in and trying to learn the business side of it and try to get it to everybody.
Well, anything that you start out with that's a good idea, it could be the best idea in the world, but if people don't know about it, that is a challenge, I guess, of anything, any endeavor that we do. But the cat, actually, the coloration of it and all, it's I've never fished with anything anywhere like it. It stays, of course, you have to use a treble hook. It's I guess for lack of a better term, Bradley, we'd call it a dough bait.
It's definitely a dough bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's got fibers and stuff in there to help it hold on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fresh bait. That's the difference between, most of the stuff that you get stinking and all that stuff, it's already decomposed. That's what gives it its smell and mm-hmm. has its amino acids and stuff in there that the fish are attracted to. Well, this stuff here is a fresh bait. So, it's something you kind of have to keep refrigerated or something along them lines, but that's what keeps it from reeking so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this the consistency of it was one thing I really wanted to check out, too. I put it on a number four treble hook. That's what I fish with usually, and made repeated casts. And, you know, this fishing close to the bottom had a little old kind of a altered Santee Cooper rig I fish with. Got a little floater that pulls the bait up just a little bit off the bottom, you know. But repeated right. cast, I thought this would be the acid test. I mean, of course, when you're dropping any catfish bait straight down over the boat and you're in the fish, it usually won't stay on there very long. They'll usually whack it, and you'll catch one, or he'll get you bait right away. But casting and dragging it back, you know, like I was doing fishing off the dock or off the bank, that's a little bit different. And it stayed on, you know, for repeated cast. So now the way that you do you fish it mostly, well, in the summertime when the fish are coming to baited holes, by summer, I mean probably going to happen down in your lake around Conroe, all just a matter of a few more weeks, they'll get off that shallower bite and pull out there. But around May, the fish would be coming up to the baited holes down in your lake.
It should be. Should be about May. You know, uh-huh. they should start getting really focused in there. You know, they may chase the shad up by the banks early in the morning, but in the end of the day, they'll start pulling back off out on them baited holes. As long as the holes ain't too deep. You know, our water gets pretty hot down here in Conroe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that thermocline sets in. You got to be, you know, at least at the level of the thermocline or shallower. There's no oxygen down there, so you don't necessarily want to find the deepest hole around. You want to. Mm-hmm. You want to watch that thermocline and try to figure out where the fish are holding at.
You bet. But a lot of your fishing with the catfish bubblegum, it is, when you've got folks with you, you know, out in the boat with you, it's straight down fishing, I guess?
Absolutely, yeah. We pull up on the spot, you know, and sometimes they're baited. Sometimes it's just an area known to hold fish. You know, you fish a scenario and then chum up. And, you know, all the fish around there within 30, 45 minutes are going to be coming up to it. And when I say chum up, I mean, you know, range cubes or sired Milo or something like that. And just put a few cups of that around the boat and drop straight down the bottom and pick up a few inches and just hold for it. Biggest thing is a lot of times they bite real light. You know, they're not swimming by. They're feeding right there. So they just kind of suck it up. Every one of them have a natural ability to just suck that stuff off the hook. I don't know how they do it, because I can't hardly pull it off the hook with my fingers, but they can sure do it.
They can. And, you know, when you're channel catfishing like that, Bradley, it is important, a sensitive tip rod, one that you can, I mean, it might be a 7-pound channel cat, and he may tap like a crappie, right? I mean, they don't all necessarily just sink that rod down in the water, do they?
Oh, most of them don't. I mean, I caught a 25-pounder, and I didn't even realize that something took it. I just felt a little weight on the line. When I set the hook, it was a heck of a surprise for me. You know, even with, you know, catfish, carp, when they're grazing over that baited hole, they're not trying to go anywhere. They're just trying to feel their gut. So
exactly.
All you feel is when they suck it up.
You bet. Well, I guess maybe think about it. There's something, I mean, and – you know, any kind of a catfish bait is the reason it's a bait is because somebody's took the time to come up with a formula and make something that's effective. But there's obviously something in there, some oils or something that, I mean, that pulls those catfish to it, other than just the fact that it's a glob of dough bait on a hook. You know, I mean, there's some attractants that you've got built into it that the catfish obviously like, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I did a lot of research and found several different things that would attract catfish different scents. I even use an emulsified fish oil that, you know, a lot of times with your fish oil infused baits, if you ever pour oil in water, you see that oil float right to the surface. With mine, it's been something done to it, and it stays right in the water column wherever you're fishing. So the longer you fish and you're getting bites or not, or the bait soaking down there, you're just spreading a scent right there where you're fishing rather than up on top of the water. And you're just constantly attracting more and more fish.
See, that I can, okay, that makes plenty of sense to me there. In other words, some of the oils that people might use in baits will just float up. In other words, oil, it will come up. It'll rise in water, in a water column. So this stuff is hanging right there with the bait. So in essence, it's putting out a good scent right there where your bait and where your hook is. So I'm sure that's going to, you know, that's got to be one of the factors too that probably all the baits don't have, you know.
It's a newer product that I started using, and I hadn't heard of it before, and I tested it, you know, and originally I was using just regular old fish oil, and it was successful, but it seems to be quite a bit more successful now, especially over time, as that smell stays down there, and we're steady fishing with it, then it seems like the fish just keep coming instead of, you know, you catch whatever's holding right there, and then it slows down. It just seems to get steady and end up with a whole lot of fish.
That's the key to it. And as I mentioned, you know, I was a managing editor of a catfish magazine years back, and during that, I always loved to catch catfish. I grew up in northeast Texas and on actually a chicken farm. My dad raised 14,000 chickens every 9 weeks, you know. And so when those chickens sold, it was time for us to head up and trot line. And literally since a little boy, I mean, I've been catfishing and used everything from Procter & Gamble PG soap. You know, I remember my dad, this right here is going to work, to cut bait, to congealed bull blood bait. How about that now? You know, how would you like to have to ship that? But, you know, used all kind of different baits. But to me, at this stage of my career, a catfish bait that you can work with, doesn't smell bad, you know, it's a neutral smell that catches fish. I think probably not just me, the popularity of the catfish bubble gum. It's, you know, how quickly it's taken off once the people try it. Brad, you know, I think there's probably a lot of folks out there just like me and you too that want a bait that catches fish but doesn't smell to high heaven, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, when I first made it up, I made it pink, and just thinking that, you know, it'd be a little easier for the women and children to grab a hold of that stuff, because a lot of them that might be a little more finicky or smarter about where they put their hands than some of us men are. And, you know, so I made it pink and pretty, and turns out, you know, a lot of men are going to it just because they sick and tired of that other. And I've tried it side by side with that stinking stuff, and sometimes that stinking stuff won, and sometimes I won, but usually it was really close. In no way would I say that any of those other baits don't work. You do have to kind of know how to use those type of baits.
Yeah,
there may be a learning curve there, but, you know, it's just a lot of women and children are really liking it. It really helped me on my guide service, because people don't really just throw the hook at me to bait it. You know, you get five people on a boat, they might have to wait for me to get to them. And, now they're just reaching in the bucket and baiting their own hook, and they feel more accomplished with their fishing abilities. And well, it's just been a win all around for me.
Yep. Folks, our guest is Bradley Doyle, that invented this awesome catfish bubble gum. Bradley, how can people learn more about it? I guess they could go to Catfish Bubble Gum on Facebook, and that you really keep people tuned in right there, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Catfish Bubble Gum page and group on Facebook, and then catfishbubblegum.com to order. We got some videos on there, and, you know, when we get local dealers or whatever, we list them on that page so that you can find us a little easier in your area and not have to worry about the internet shipping orders and all that stuff and that cost.
You bet. Well, Bradley, for people that want to learn more about catching catfish, let's leave a phone number for you. I think I have it right here. It's 936-524-6768, right?
That's it.
Well, we'll get you
back.
That's
my cell phone. So
all right. But well,
they can call or message me.
Well, we'll talk to you soon, get you back, and we'll talk some more catfishing. How about it?
That sounds good. Can't wait.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Texas Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.